Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church with Katy Park Baptist Church on Go the Distance. You know, when you play games as a kid, there was always an unwritten rule called do-over. You know, when something happened that interfered with the game, maybe a car went by or something, you said do-over. And I thought about that idea of do-over. I mean, wouldn't it be cool if we could reach back in our childhood and bring that into adulthood? What if we could get a do-over today? And I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life when I just wanted to yell out do-over. Well, even though you can't change your past and you still have to live with some of the decisions that we've made, I have some good news for you. God allows do-overs. God says you can begin again. Regardless of your past mistakes, your past sins, God has a plan for you. God has a plan for your future. He wants to give you hope. And God says that with Him, you can start fresh again. You can begin again. We need to ask God for another chance. Now, for some, that's a scary thing, going to God and asking for His help. I think partly because maybe we don't really know who God is. But God is just. He's holy, but He needs to punish sin. But you also need to know He's a God of incredible love. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 23 says, "Because of the Lord's faithful love, we do not perish. For His mercies never end, and they are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness." I pray you take that message and carry it with you today. May God bless you, and may you go the distance in Christ.